Listen, man. Well, slap me with a cock and call me Sally, because we are getting fucked. It is what is today? June 7th, 2023. I do this show from New York, you know, here in America, the greatest third world country on earth. And you know, I say, you know, if at this point in your life, in your journey, you know, something just doesn't feel off to you. I don't even know. Like it's at this point, if something is not, if there's something not going off inside of you, just saying like, you know, this is not right. Like something is wrong here. I don't know the state of you humans. And you know, I told one of my homegirls the other day, because she was like, you're very fidgety. You're not looking at me when you talk to me. And I'm like, yo, you want me to stare at you while I talk to you? Because that's really fucking awkward. If you want me to be completely honest with you, like, I have no reason to really do it. I'm getting off track here. But yeah, the state of humanity. And she was like, okay, you alien. And I was like, yeah, you know, I think at this point, I think I might be. Yeah, welcome to VLG, welcome to PCP Podcast. I'm the voice of God, you know, my dumbass. I did a whole show, and then I left the laptop on for a couple of days without even saving it. And I'm trying to get back on track with this, man, but it's just so, yeah, I ain't even gonna hold you. I was really, really low-key, going Black Alex Jones, yelling to myself earlier today, because, you know, If you're telling me that wildfires in Canada can turn the sky in New York orange for a good portion of the day, and then magically it just clears up somehow, call me Sally, because I'm not that dumb. Like, I'm sorry, I can't. And I noticed this. I'm not even going to hold you. You're going to have to deal with me coughing during this show. Because, my perspective might be a little bit warped. And I might be a little bit outlandish sometimes with the things I say and the theories that I come up with. But in that same light, it dawned on me that, you know, I think I just think different, and I just realized that this shit is off. Because it was the other day, and I'm like, I'm coughing, and I'm like, okay, I'm not sick. So, you know, I take my vitamins, my elderberry, the vitamin C, the mulin. I dose up on my shit, because I'm like, yo, something is not right here, because I feel like I didn't feel sick, but for some reason, I could just be riding in a V, and I'm coughing. And, like, it's been hours since I smoked. Like, I don't have, it's not a weed effect cough. It's not nothing. I'm just coughing. And the windows just look dirty. And I'm like, all right, maybe, you know, maybe a nigga's just getting old. Maybe, maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I just need to wash my shit. I don't know what it is. But I keep, you know, using the windshield washer fluid. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's just me. Then last night, you know, I'm just sitting there, and like, as I look outside, I'm like, yo, I haven't seen the sun in like 3-4 days, basically, at this point right now. And for you to tell me, I'm not going to bang on the table or anything, because I'm really, like, it's just, you can't tell me that you have a plan to block out the sun, or dim the sun to cool the earth and somehow combat global warming, and then tell me wildfires from Canada are turning the sky orange, and that's why you haven't seen the sun. Do you understand? You have to understand that frustrates me to a great extent, because you know, as somebody point, as my homegirl pointed out to me this weekend, you know, I'm very literal, to an extent that, you know, I realize that it might be a problem for me to some degree. Where I'm like, yo, I'm literal. Like, say what it is, say what the fuck it is you mean and what you want, so we could just get it out the way now, so we could just understand exactly what this is. But like, you can't tell me this. You have to understand the number of things right now that they are telling us that just does not make sense. The shit just don't add up. And don't get it fucked up. After I do this show, I'm probably going to go watch Game 3 of the NBA Finals just like the rest of you monkeys. Because, listen, I haven't watched the NBA since COVID or probably before that. And I only tuned into the finals this year for some unforeseen reason that is beyond me at this juncture in my life. I don't even know why. I guess I needed to be entertained, and I read like 100. I read too many books in a time span, and my brain needed a break between that and school. So I guess, you know, like I said, like you monkeys, I'm gonna go watch Game 3. But you can't. The extent of the fuckery has to be stopped, and we can't keep pretending that this shit is normal. And I, you know, I'm not going Tucker Carlson, I'm not going Black Alex Jones yet, you know, because they haven't paid me to do so yet. But when they cut that check, I'm going Black Alex Jones on you niggas. I promise you, I'm not going like really, really Alex Jones. Let me, I guess, Black Tucker Carlson. I don't even know if that's a good. I don't even like that one, but Black Alex Jones sits better with me. But you got to be shitting me. So this is 2 days straight where it was orange for, you know, a good portion of the morning into the mid-afternoon. And then it just clears up. Smells like smoke heavy. And, you know, granted, I had to go out because I had to, you know, handle business and still do shit. But, you know, my eyes were a little bit foggy. You know, I'm a smoker, so the smoke smell doesn't really bother me. And the one fucking thing, like, through all of this, like, on top of the fact that, you know, that you fucking calling me Sally by telling me that wildfire smoke just blew down here and that's why the scar is orange. Like, on top of that is me just watching the monkeys revert back to their behavior so very smoothly that nobody even bats an eye at it, that it just baffled me. And when I say, you know, monkeys reverting back to their behavior, what I mean by that is that y'all already had a mask nearby, and as soon as they said air quality alert, you go put on the fucking mask to further restrict your breathing. And, you know, listen, I'm not the smartest man in the world. I'm not telling you go outside and breathe that shit in. It's not what I'm telling you. I even have people like, you know, when firemen go outside and there's smoke and fire in the air, you know, they wear masks and stuff like that. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, this is not a house fire situation. Like, the fire is in Canada, allegedly, but we could somehow smell it burning here in New York. And you listen to me. I tried to Google current images. I need to go on Google Earth and look at Canada. That's what I'm going to do after I get off this show. But literally, I tried to Google images. I'm like, yo, so if it looks like this here and the sky is fucking orange and it smells like fire and smoke, what the fuck does it look like in Canada right now? Because it must look crazy, because this shit looks like the apocalypse. They let schools out early. They sent people home from work early. Like, and in my head, I'm like, yo, toughen up, niggas. Like, it's like this every day in China, India. And I talked to my Nigerian uncle, and he was like, yeah, I told him, I was like, yo, go look outside, man. It looks crazy. And he was like, oh, nah, this is light, man. He was like, I've been in Africa in the summer where it's fire season, and, you know, this is just what the sky looks like. And I'm like, oh, so this is nothing to you. And he's like, yeah, nah. And then once he said that, like, in my head, like, I was still kind of freaking out a little bit, but then I kind of, that kind of calmed me down, because I was like, oh, this is just normal, you know, normal shit, you know, for, but people just, people in America don't expect it because, you know, they've been told all their lives that America is the greatest country ever and that, you know, this is the first world top flight, you know, first class country of the world. But meanwhile, you have women being Dubai porta potties and but America's number one. Yeah, that has nothing. One has nothing to do with the other. But if you don't know what a Dubai porta potty is, you should Google it, but not from your device or you know, use somebody else's phone and Google it. I will say that much. But just watching you people just revert back to the masks. And I just thought about it. I'm like, yo, the training is real. Like, because all they have to do is mention any state of emergency. They didn't even tell. That's the even more fucked up part is they didn't even tell y'all to wear masks. Nobody told y'all to wear masks. But I've seen, like, yo, numerous people outside with their masks on again. And it's just, it is what it is because everybody, you know, is, everybody is scared. And then, you know, as I'm talking to a client and then, you know, she's like, where's your mask? I'm like, yo, listen, man, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. Like, I'm not reverting back to monkey shit because, it, you know, apparently Canada has wildfires and now the sky's orange in New York and New York allegedly has the worst air quality in the world. But, you know, if you compare it to, you know, let's compare it to China or India. And I'm not insulting or shitting on India or, you know, or anywhere else in the world. I'm not even going to mention China anymore because you can't say shit about China, but that's a whole nother episode. But, like, yo, you got to be shitting me. You got to be shitting me. And in my head, I'm like, yo, this has something to do with Bill Gates. Like, I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong on this one. Like, he might have nothing to do with it, but I have a feeling like he has something to do with it. And while this is all going on, I'm like, you know, there's a bigger fucking agenda going on here. And this is just a distraction. But this is what I'm trying to convey with this show, even though I do it very sporadically and when I feel like it and I need to be more dedicated. But this is what I'm trying to convey with this show. Is that the level of diabolical genius is that the sad part is, you know, the sky being orange and it's smelling like smoke and fire and them telling you that, you know, it's just the Canadian wildfire is as if that wouldn't be horrible enough. The real truth is that there's something else going on that is worse than this, that this is a cover up for in some form or fashion. Yeah, and I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, and I say this, that is the disclaimer. I could be wrong, but there's something else going on that is way, way bigger than this. And, you know, listen, I think I'm going to call the show Call Me Sally, but, you know, it's, you have to understand, while this whole thing is going on here in New York, you know, and everybody is panicking and scared and reverting back to COVID measurements, COVID measures, which, you know, COVID came out in 1960, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. At the same time, the situation in Ukraine is, it's getting ugly because, now the dam that, had a lot to do, was instrumental with providing water to the nuclear plant, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, I believe that's what it is, or that's the city it's in. Somebody blew it up. Somebody blew up that dam in Ukraine. Now, here's the funny part. Ukraine is blaming Russia. Russia is blaming Ukraine. And America's like, yo, we don't know who did it. We don't have concrete evidence. Call me fucking Sally. Can we just spend a second on this fucking debacle or this quagmire that the quagmire that we are paying for as American taxpayers. I just want to, you know, just to fucking make you aware of it, that this is a quagmire that we're paying for. Nonetheless, right? The dam got blown up and it's flooding, I think, like they said, like 70, 80 towns or villages. They got to evacuate like 40,000 people. It's like 100 metric tons of oil or something like that that is essentially going to seep into the ground, you know, essentially making it infertile or, you know, hazardous. And if you know or you pay attention, Ukraine is heavy on the grain exports, and that's how they make their money. Now, you know, I watch certain news shit, like not mainstream shit, like BBC, like all of this shit is propaganda at the end of the day, because it's all funded by a government or some type of government entity. But, you know, I check the foreign news so I can get a different type of propaganda, I guess. I don't know at this point. And now they're all like, you know, who has more to gain from this? And in my head, I'm like, America. Like, y'all are asking if Russia or Ukraine has more to gain from this? No, America has more to gain from this. Even though Russia blowing up the dam is this along the same lines of logic as them blowing up their own pipelines. Just think about that for a second. Because the dam was in a area of Ukraine that they controlled. So, it makes as much sense as them blowing up their own, the Nord Stream pipeline. Now, here's the kicker. The kicker is that America and NATO actually, you know, mentioned or propositioned to actually blow the dam up. And Biden even said on TV, it's recorded and documented, America and NATO actually said they were going to blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And then these things magically happen. So fucking slap me with a cock and call me Sally. Ukraine has who the fuck is left in Ukraine? What is a country with no women and no children? Or very minimal women and children? Well, what is it? And no men. There will be very, very few men left. Very. So who has the weaponry to cause these things or to make these things happen? Ukraine, listen to me. They wouldn't let Ukraine in the European Union because it was too corrupt. And they had to fix the corruption before they let it in the European Union, let alone let it into NATO. And they are now, sweet baby Jesus, for the love of Jesus, they are now trying to get rid of photos that appear to show Ukrainian soldiers with swastikas on their uniform. And swastikas are related, of course, to Nazi Germany, who Russia helped defeat. And Russia lost like 24 million people trying to defeat the Nazis. But now Ukraine has... And America gave them over $100 billion of your tax money. That is now going to go... That $100 billion indirectly goes to the defense corporations and the people who make weapons and BlackRock, JP Morgan, and the conglomerates of the world who are going to be paid to build Ukraine after America low-key destroys it by blowing up dams and things of that nature. Because it's going to cost money to repair that dam. And it's going to be an American firm that gets that job and gets that check to repair that dam. Unless it's under Russia's control and then Russia is in charge of fixing it. Which then extends an advantage to to America subsequently, because if they don't have to pay for it and then Russia has to pay for it, that is money that is coming out of Russia's pocket to pay for a dam. It's probably about $1 trillion if I'm thinking correctly, if I'm remembering correctly from what they said, to repair. So it's going to cost Russia $1 trillion on top of what the war cost. Does it make strategic sense to Ukraine? No. Does it make strategic sense to America? Exactly. When, like, all of these pundits and all of these BBC, Al Jazeera, I'm trying to think of the other ones that I watch. France 24. It's just a bunch of propaganda, basically, from different nations, and they're all asking that question, like, who does it benefit, Russia or Ukraine? Does it slow down Ukraine's counter offensive? You know, does it help Russia, or does it help Ukraine? You know, because Russia has to pay attention to the dam now. And in my head the whole time, I'm like, no, dummies, it fucking benefits America. Because America's going to get paid to fix it if everything goes their way. If not, it's going to cost Russia money so they can't purchase more weapons. They have to instead fix this dam so that money can't be allocated toward weapons or money to finance the war. So when I say levels of diabolical genius, this is what I mean. It's on that level and on that plateau of diabolical genius and war planning and strategy. Because the people benefiting from the Nord Stream pipeline blowing up are America and I forget the country, but they already had that set up. Yo, it's like them telling you two planes ran into a building, into two buildings. And blew them up, controlled demolition style. But somehow, the passports of the hijackers were found on the ground. Slap me with a cock and call me Sally. Like, can someone please, you know, please help me? Like, yeah, this shit is not normal. It's not. And this is why I salute, like, people in Israel are still protesting. But, you know, they don't give a fuck about the Palestinians. That's the sad part. They're protesting for their rights while living on other people's land. And the irony of it is just like, wait, hold on. It's like, yeah, wait, slow down. So let me get this straight. Y'all are protesting for your rights while living on other people's land. You want freedom while you are imposing a digital apartheid on people. The irony of the shit. And I just sit back and I look at it and I'm like, you know, this is, and don't get it fucked up. You know, as I say this, I would like to say, like, all of this is normal to someone. Who those people may be, I am unsure. If I'm just going to keep it all the way 100 with you, I don't know who this is normal to, but this is not normal. When it looks like an apocalypse outside, and they tell you it's smoke from another country, like, are you shitting me? Are you shitting me? Like, when you're telling me that you don't know who blew up a dam in another country, while you are supplying weapons to said country. And they are blatantly attacking. Well, America is actually blatantly attacking inside Russia in the Belgorod region right now, using terrorism, which is an age old trick going way, way back. Way, way back. America is the inventor of terrorism. Like, I don't know how to say, I keep telling you, death, destruction, drugs. That's about it, bro. But it's just so weird to kind of just sit back and look and observe and just, you know, watch people. And I'm like, yo, is it the Fauci juice? Like, I don't know. I don't know what has brought people to this point. Well, all of this just goes on and everybody just fucking keeps trucking. Your gas is slowly creeping back up again. And it's just like, hey, well, you know, this is just what it is. Jamal Bowman is a fucking coon. I'm sorry. Like, you know, He doesn't even know what Crimea or the Donbass are. He says Putin is a madman and he needs to be stopped. Like, this nigga, he's been compromised, man. And yo, I can't even say what I want to say because I don't want the G or the J Mafia coming after me. Those are two undefeatable foes, and I want no smoke with those guys. But yeah, he's been compromised, I think. You know, it's just at this point, it's just not fun anymore. And I'm not saying that because, you know, I'm old and I'm washed. This is not the reason why I'm saying these things. I'm saying this because, like, yo, I'm not the smartest man. Like, school is not my thing. Like, I promise you, I'm not the smartest man. School is not my thing. But you have to be able to look at this shit and kind of, like, just realize, like, if something is not, this is not right here. Like this is not right, and I'm pretty sure I'm the intended target of something, whether it be artificial intelligence. I don't know what is going to be the end of it all, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to be something crazy. All I can say is this is all I can say. I think you people have to be tired of getting fucked at this point. At this point, you have to be. Like, your bills are going up. It costs $500,000 for a basic ass house. Anywhere at this point. You are investing $500,000. When you put that in your fucking head and you just happen to think about it, like, you... This is not sustainable. And I know I've been saying this for years. And I'm not rooting for the crash, and I'm not hoping for the crash. I promise you. But the crash is coming because this is just not sustainable. But the one thing I do fucking realize. This is the one thing I do realize. I'm just gonna, yeah, listen, China. I don't know. Listen, I don't know who's listening right now, but China, I am on. I'm on your side. Like, I am one who recognizes the genius. I'm one who recognizes the genius or the diabolical level of genius that protrudes or pervades this world. And I say this, and I don't know if it's the powers that be that want to make China the center or the power of the next phase of whatever comes next of this human experience. And I'm saying this, that damn blowing up, it does benefit China. I'm not saying China did it, but it does benefit them. But this is why I am praising China's genius on an open platform, very, very open. Even though it's only like five people who listen to this, I'm declaring this on an open platform that China's level of genius is astounding. And here is the reason why I say that. Because if there were three global superpowers, this is all hypothetical. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. There are three global superpowers, right? America, Russia, China. And let's say one of those superpowers was already stretched thin from 20 years of war. And they didn't have the military capability that or dominance that they once had in the world, and I'm talking about America. And they got sloppy and they got lax, and most of their allies were slowly abandoning them for another superpower. Let's just call them China, right? And this is why I'm praising China's level of genius. I'm just going to say this again. And then the second superpower was currently in a war. Well, they were forced to sell their main export for cheap to finance the war. And they were also, stretching their military thin in the conflict that they were currently in. Let's call this Russia. And, you know, the world somehow still functioned without them, and you're buying up all their reserves so you can thereby sell it if need be, which China, India, and a number of other countries are doing in terms of Russia's oil. Now, we go to the third superpower, which we'll call China, which has its full military, has police stations all over the world, which has trade has the upper hand in terms of trade and trade agreements and investments, has a footprint in the countries in the world that actually produce things, is the factory of the world, and the world essentially cannot function to its full capability without this superpower. The superpower has not lost any soldiers. The superpower has not been in a war. The superpower has all their weapons and technology. And this superpower is just sitting back and watching the other two superpowers attempting to assert their dominance. Meanwhile, they are still providing and still making money off of both countries, both the other superpowers, while their country is on par to possibly become the reserve currency of the world at the same time. So I'm praising the level of genius here. So if things escalate because of this whole damn situation in Ukraine, and you have, and you have direct involvement of Europe, which is, you know, a semi-superpower, who exhaust their military resources and things of that nature trying to defend Ukraine, and then you have America doing the same thing, while you can, you know, essentially sit back and possibly control all the semiconductor chips on the global market, because you feel that the center of production is part of your country, and everybody's military will be stretched too thin, or they'll be too distracted to come to the defense of the manufacturing hub, the semiconductor hub of the world. And don't get it fucked up. Do not get it fucked up. Listen to me very carefully. They have already been exposed as planning that if China tries to take Taiwan, I think it's called the TMC conductor factory. I don't know, but it's the major semiconductor factory of the world. They have already talked about bombing it and making it obsolete if China blockades or takes over Taiwan. Yeah, listen, you can't make this shit up. It is all documented. You can Google it. There are news articles about it, I promise you. So I'm praising China's genius. I'm on their side, I promise you. Yo, I'm not like LeBron. I'm not a switch side of China. I'm on your side. I'm not a LeBron guy. But if you look at the big picture, that is what it's shaping up to be. because of the strategic level of diabolical genius, as I have said. When you think of these things, it's just like, yo, nah, these niggas is getting it right. They getting it right, and they've been getting it right since COVID. But you've been too distracted to peep the moves. And I'm not saying China is setting Russia up, but if they are, I respect it. I really, really do fucking respect it. If China's setting these niggas up for the okie doke, and then somehow they exhaust America and Russia, and then could easily just go America, Russia, and Europe, and then they just easily slide in and take over Taiwan and then become the dominant global superpower. Even though I'll be enslaved with a social credit score, I mean, it's not far from that now, but even though that will be the new reality of the situation once all of this is ushered in, and I don't even though I say it's China, there's... those people are in control too. And they are in control. Like, this is why I asked if they selected China to be the next epicenter of, you know, this next the next phase of humanity or transhumanism or whatever the fuck is coming next. And this is why I'm praising their level of genius. And I don't know what I'm saying to be true, but what I do know is you gotta respect it. Like, you have to respect the gangster to a level, because shit is just surreal, man. You gotta respect the gangster. Like, how you if that does turn out to be true, and I want to be right about this one. I don't want to be wrong about this shit. Because I truly, truly do believe that's what's happening. China is like the silent gangsters. And if you know anything about the gangsters in China and all the other stuff, that's how they move. It will be a great world coup. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm all for it, but yeah, you gotta respect it, man. Like, you gotta respect it. It is what it is, and yeah. That's it, man. I just wanted to end the show praising China for their, if you can see me right now, I'm bowing, but I'm praising China for their level of genius, because this shit is just, like, it's a beautiful thing, but, you know, we're gonna get fucked. We're fucked anyway, so I'm just giving you, you know, listen, it might be 2027 before that vision comes to fruition, but it's definitely sliding that way, and, yeah, listen, that's just my perspective. You know, I'm just informing you. It might be, you know, something you want to think about. And, yeah, that's it for the show. Thank you for listening. I am going to save this one, and I'm going to upload it before I go do monkey shit and watch this game. But, yeah, thank you for listening. I appreciate you greatly if you made it this far in the show. And, yeah, VLG Podcast, PCB Podcast, stay safe. Be blessed. Stop believing the bullshit. And most importantly, don't be kissing people in the mouth. All right, man. Well.